Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 39.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We ask members and visitors to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Carter. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Carter.
Let us pray. Father, as we do come before your throne again this day, we just want to thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness that you bestow upon us every day. We thank you, dear God, this morning for those who protect and serve us. We thank you for our military. We thank you, dear God, for those that do put their lives on the line every day for the safety of this nation. We ask now that you bless this General Assembly. We pray you'd help us to make the right decisions and vote according to thy word, thy law. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 3rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for April 3rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Doug Mullen reports the following bill and resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 263, an act to appoint persons to various public offices upon recommendation of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and to make modifications to appointments made in 2018. House Joint Resolution 147, a joint resolution confirming the governor's reappointment of Raymond E. Grace to the Office of Commissioner of Banks.
Chapter bills will be noted. Members, a couple of recognitions on motion of the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman. The chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Tracy Dry, who is also accompanied by with her daughter Delana Dry and her son Robert Dry, and she's the mother of Paige Brianna Dry, who's here with us this week. Please join me in welcoming. Where are you all so we can recognize you? Back here in the back. Thanks. On motion of the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to William Christie, Reverend Paul Christie, Mary Christie, who are all with Bridge to Sports. Bridge to Sports provides adaptive sports for youth, veterans, and adults living with physical disabilities. Please come out to the Halifax Mall to play wheelchair basketball and find out about adaptive sports until 2 p.m. today. Everybody Plays NC is their school-based program to educate students on disability awareness and the capability of all people. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you? Back here in the back as well. Thanks for being with us today. Chair is going to move with introductions at the end of the calendar today. Move to the calendar. We have a very short calendar. House will come to order. Members, we have three local bills that are all on for third reading. Is there objection to those bills being grouped together in one vote? Representative Bell from Wayne has objected, but I think we'll withdraw his objection, which he just did. Hearing no objection, the three bills will be grouped together, and the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil and Hurley, House Bill 170, a bill to be entitled net, removing the cap on satellite annexation for the city of Asheboro. Representatives Warren, Pittman, and Howard, House Bill 171, a bill to be entitled net, removing the cap satellite annexation for the town of China Grove. Representative Sauls, House Bill 285, a bill to be entitled an act removing the restrictions of satellite annexation of the city of Sanford. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate on these bills? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 170, House Bill 171, and House Bill 285 on their third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will watch the machine record the vote. 92, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bills 170, 171, and 285 have passed their third reading and will be sent to the Senate. Members, of course, under our schedule now, we had a very long session yesterday, several hours where we disposed of our business for the week other than these third readings that constitutionally had to be done today. So we have concluded our official business for the week. So we'll now open it up to we need messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 220, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the citizen to remove the political sign that remains in a public right-of-way 30 days after the time within which political signs are to be removed.
Rules Counter and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 297, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to direct the North Carolina Policy Collaboratory at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to assemble the research advisory panel to study, develop recommendations or strategies for implementation of the research program to determine whether the clusters of cancer incidents exist within the state.
Rules Counter and Operations of the House. Introductions of bills, resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Harrison, McGrady, Ager, and Setzer, House Bill 559, a Pollinator Protection Act.
Environment and favorable rules.
Representatives Harrison, Faircloth, Hollister, and McGrady, House Bill 560, ban perfluorkill and perfluorkill substances in fire retardant form.
Environment and favorable judiciary and favorable rules.
Representative Tobit, House Bill 561, strengthen dangerous dog laws.
State and local government and favorable judiciary and favorable rules.
Representative Tobit, Conrad, Grange, and Black, House Bill 562, health care reimbursement contract assignment benefits.
Insurance and favorable rules.
Representative Tobit, House Bill 563, 30-minute duty-free lunch for teachers.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representatives Tobit and Pittman, House Resolution 564, create House Select Committee on Homelessness.
Rules.
Representatives Kyle Hall, Sane, Hollister, Destin Hall, House Bill 565, Washington Center Internship Program Funds.
Appropriations Education and favorable rules.
Representatives Harrison, Russell, Hunt, and Brian Turner, House Bill 566, polluter pays.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable environment, if favorable appropriations to agriculture and natural economic resources, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Harrison, Clark, Reeves, and Queen, House Bill 567, coal ash prohibit cost of recovery proposal.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable environment, if favorable appropriations, agriculture, and natural and economic resources, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Butler, Harrison, Autry, and Richardson, House Bill 568, additional measures for emerging containment.
Environment, if favorable appropriations, agriculture, and natural economic resources, if favorable rules.
Representatives Kyle Hall, Ross, and Dobson, House Bill 569, one NC funding for small business.
Commerce, if favorable appropriations, agriculture, and natural economic resources, if favorable rules.
Representative McGrady and Hennig, House Bill 570, water, wastewater, public enterprise reform.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable state and local government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Horn and Clemens, House Bill 571, change to advanced teaching roles program.
Education K-12, if favorable appropriations, education, if favorable rules.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 572, require proper disposal, certain coal ash impoundments.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable environment, if favorable rules.
Representatives Shepard, Tobit, and Sane, House Bill 573, give workers compensation for post-traumatic stress disorder and first responders.
Judiciary, if favorable state and local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Clemens, Autry, Dahl, and Graham, House Bill 574, Fix Our Democracy.
Redistricting, if favorable, ethics, elections and ethics law, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Murphy, Lambeth, Dobson, and White, House Bill 575, Establish Birth Center License Act.
Health, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Quick, Hardister, Harrison, and Lambeth, House Bill 576, County Eugenics Compensation.
Judiciary, if favorable, state and local government, if favorable, appropriations, and if favorable, rules.
Representatives Rena Turner, Fraley, and Faircloth, House Bill 577, Limit Ownership of Certain Animals.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules, count, and operations of the House.
Representative Rena Turner, House Bill 578, Modify Legitimation Provisions.
Mr. Clerk, Chair directs additional referral to the prior bill, but after judiciary bills referred to the Committee on Wildlife Resources, then favorable rules. As to 578, which was just read by the clerk, bills referred to judiciary, if favorable, rules, count, and operations of the House.
Representatives White, Lambeth, Dobson, and Potts, House Bill 579, Local Communicable Disease Program Funds.
Health, if favorable, appropriations, HHS, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Grange, White, Potts, and Dobson, House Bill 580, Increased Foster Care Rates Funds.
Homelessness, Foster Care, and Dependency, if favorable, appropriations, HHS, if favorable, rules.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 581, Scotland County Literacy Council Funds.
Appropriations, General Government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 582, Hope County Literacy Funds.
Appropriations, General Government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 583, Wagram Recreation Center Funds.
Appropriations, General Government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 584, Partners in Ministry Funds.
Appropriations, General Government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 585, Hope County, Hope Courthouse Rehabilitation Funds.
Appropriations, General Government, if favorable, rules. Anything we failed to fund in Hope County there yet? Clerk will continue.
Representative White, Hurley, former Butterfield, Rena Turner, House Bill 586, Senior Tar Heel Legislative Funds.
Representative Pierce, I was just seeing if you were paying attention over there. Aging, if favorable, appropriations, HHS, if favorable, rules.
Representative Meyer, Black, Hawkins, House Bill 587, Repeal Death Penalty.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Johnson, Lambert, Thane, and McGrady, House Bill 588, 2019 Governor's Budget.
Finance, if favorable, appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Meyer, Morey, former Butterfield, and John, House Bill 589, Let NC Vote Act.
Elections and Ethics Law, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Riddell, Stevens, Hardister, and Floyd, House Bill 590, Amend Administrative Procedure Laws.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules. Ask our pages to please come forward at this time. And while they're coming up, have the body's attention. Please come to order. We're going to be adjourning momentarily. A few of the pages, even though they were officially relieved at 5, actually stuck around yesterday to hear some of the debate. So this is a very engaged and group that was very interested in what we were doing this week. To our pages, we want to thank you for your service this week. I've gotten great reports for the work you all did. I hope you've had an opportunity to get to experience your government, and more importantly, to make some good friends. I would ask my colleagues, please join me in thanking our pages for their work this week. With that, pages may return to your posts or return to the back, whatever you'd like to do at this point. We're about to adjourn. Now, over to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor for an announcement. The House will come to order.
House Democrats that are staying for our work group meeting will meet immediately by 11:30 and 14:25. This will take about 30 minutes. Thanks.
Any further notices or announcements? Members, just to remind folks of the schedule for next week, Monday and Tuesday will not have any votes. There will be votes, however, Wednesday and possibly Thursday. Of course, there will be a very robust committee schedule on Monday and Tuesday. Seeing no further announcements, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Monday, April the 8th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Floyd, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 8th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 406, an act to appropriate funds to Kids and Children Interactive Museum, is withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and recommitted to the Committee on Appropriations. The zero referral to General Government Appropriations is stricken, and the zero referral to Rules remains. On motion of the chair, House Bill 220, short title, Insurance Technical Changes Agency Bill. The SEER referral to Rules is stricken, and the SEER referral to Finance and Rules are added. And on motion of the Chair, House Bill 419, an act to enact the Save NC Call Center Jobs Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.